Dear students, you might have wondered about hackers, hacking, and the terms related with computer network security and hacking softwares. You might have come across all these terms while dealing with your computer science course. Now, one of the things that I believe fascinates you, that what does a hacker learns to do hacking, or how do a hacker hacks a machine? You might be wondered about this type of things, or you might be thinking about that one day you will be able to hack a computer, or you will be able to write such a program which can hack a computer, which can unauthorizedly access a particular machine and could be able to retrieve the data from that machine, which is remotely located somewhere else. This is a matter of fact that while dealing with computer science subject, we might come across this type of thinking. I will not deny that this type of thinking comes in mind when tries to write or tries to learn computer science as a subject with a wholehearted effort. Apart from this, you might have also observed that many of you might have done that. You go to ATM machines, you go to automatic teller machines to draw money from your account. You have seen, or you have noticed, that how fast that machine gives you that particular amount in seconds of time. Have you wondered about this ever? That how does a computer returns you the data from a huge of enormous amount of database? It searches your data only. How? And that too in the fraction of seconds. So this you might have thought before. I mean, there are enormous amount of data which is underlying in the database in a business environment. So computer gets it very quickly. So you might be telling me that, sir, this actually happens due to the searching mechanism of the computer. The computer searches your data in a out of the large volume of data that it has. So this searching mechanism, how the computer searches so fast, enormous amount of data is there, and it seems to you as a wonder. Dear students, this is not a wonderful thing for a computer programmer who is a genius programmer while dealing with topics like pointers and data structures. Pointers and data structure is one of the single topic in computer science which can lead a programmer to enormous potential, using which he may write a very useful package of code which can help that particular programmer to interact with underlying machineries, as well as it can help programmer to produce other application stuffs. So what I mean to say is that there is one single topic learning which you can become a programmer in the real sense, that you can manipulate the machine any way you want. So this is what our topic pointers will deal with, the pointers and data structure, which we are going to learn in the month of September as our next discussion topic. And this will lead us to learn many things, out of which probably you will use them in future for doing those type of tasks which I just discussed earlier, that is computer hacking or searching your data out of enormous volume of data. So dear students, our target and motivation will be to learn this chapter so that we could be efficient programmer in nearby future.